Sports Central. US Sport.
Behind the back pass. Oohs and ahs, and there's the first college assist.
6'10", Doug. 6'10". That was his right hand, Ben Simmons left-handed, and he saw it all the way down. This guy's streaking.
Bounce pass. Easy as that. Freshman to freshman, it's Brandon Sampson. Are going to have on the game. Simmons with the tip dunk.
We talk so much about Ben Simmons passing, and one of the things he does really well is his finishing around the basket. He's got a soft touch.
As a young star, it's not a bad little highlights reel for Ben Simmons. Great to catch up with Damian Sinis. The flag flies and pickandroll.com.au. That's where you can check him out. We're going to look at Ben Simmons and how he's tracking at the moment and a number of our other young Australians in college basketball. G'day, Damian.
How are you going, Brett?
Yeah, going pretty well. I saw a bit of this yesterday. This young man, Ben Simmons, can do some pretty amazing things out on the basketball court.
Yeah, many people say he's a star in the making. I really believe he's a star already. And I think one of the strengths of that performance yesterday, he looked smooth, he looked comfortable, and most importantly, he made it all look easy. And I think that was one of the really standout points, because he only had 11 points, and a lot of people look at the points, but he also added 13 rebounds, had a double-double, 5 assists, and a couple of block shots to boot. And if some of his teammates had have made their shots, he could have walked away with a triple-double in his collegiate debut.
Mm. And he's been linked, and I heard Dave Smith, our NBA American sports correspondent over in LA, having a chat to Kevin Hillier here yesterday, who just implored the Lakers just to tank the rest of the season, because they're going nowhere. The coach will probably get fired. They might be high up in the lottery potentially to get a high draft pick, maybe the number one. They need someone like a Ben Simmons to reignite that organisation, but he's certainly going to attract some attention in the next 6 to 12 months.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And I think if he ended up with the Lakers, it could be a really good fit and a massive shot in the arm for Australian basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's plenty of other Australians. We might just run through a few of those and where they're playing and how they're tracking.
Certainly. So I guess some of the people, look, we've got a lot of Australian players that are really going to stand out this year. And I think we could touch on a lot of them, but we'll get through some of them right now. So Anthony Drimmick, a Melbournean, he's returning for his fifth year of college. He had a season-ending ankle injury last year. This is a player that knows how to score and does it very well. So he opened the season yesterday with 23 points after missing all of last season, basically. Cool. So he's definitely one to look out for. You've got another scoring guard in Peter Hooley. He's at Albany, University of Albany. And, of course, he was the story last year at the America East tournament when he hit that game-winning three-point shot right at the buzzer. You know, having Australian on ESPN being talked about being the big thing, particularly after everything he went through with the passing of his mother during the season as well.
Mm.
So he had a great start to the season yesterday as well. He piled on 18 points in a loss to Kentucky, which is one of the major programs over there. And that's a program that features a debutant in Isaac Humphries, another young Australian making his mark in college basketball as well.
Okay, very nice. There's also, I think, a young man at Eastern Washington. Is it Venky Joyce?
That's right, Venky Joyce. And he is entering his final year at college. He really launched himself onto the national stage last season. He had back-to-back 38-point games. He had a massive win at Indiana at Assembly Hall. Now, for those that don't really know, that is like one of the homes of basketball over there.
Yep.
And he really put his name out in lights. And this year, if he has a big one, he's going to be putting his name up for an opportunity in the second round of the NBA draft as well.
Okay. So your first all-Aussie team would be Drimmick, Hooley, yep, Joyce, Ben Simmons, who we've spoken about, and Mangok Mathiang. How do you pronounce that?
I'll help you out there. It's Mango Mathiang.
Thank you very much.
That's right, and he's a Sudanese Melbournean as well. So he's come out of Melbourne, and he's been playing at Louisville, which is one of the major programs over there, and he went all the way to the Elite Eight last year in the NCAA tournament. And throughout that run, he really solidified his place in the starting lineup. And during the off-season, he also represented Australia at the World University Games and was Australia's most imposing player and standout in that tournament as well. So he's definitely someone that'll come onto the NBA radars at some stage this season as well.
All right. Damien, run us through your all-Aussie second team. Who would that include?
Well, you've got a teammate of Mango, and that's Ding Adel, another Melbourneian as well at Louisville. He's a really dynamic swingman, scoring guard, really athletic, and he's being talked about as being another NBA talent. And again, he's of Sudanese heritage as well. So we're really doing well in promoting the talent that we have there. Then there's another son of a gun, as I'll call it, in Jonah Bolden. Now,
Bruce.
Jonah Bolden is the son of a former NBL superstar, really, Bruce. Here in Australia.
Bruce Bolden.
Bruce Bolden, that's
right. What a
right.
star.
Son of a gun. So he's a 6'10 big man, very athletic, another Australian junior representative. Unfortunately, he seems to have gotten a little bit of trouble. He had to sit out yesterday's opening game for the Bruins through to disciplinary issues. Now, I'm not sure what they are, but that's not a great start considering he had to sit out last season.
Now, Xavier Cooks is another young man.
He's another young man and another son of a gun too. He's the son of Eric Cooks,
yes,
who was involved in the NBL. And, yeah, he was named to the Big South freshman team last year. He's a dynamic forward, able to score, rebound, block shots. Really exciting type of player. And he's playing at Winthrop, so he's definitely someone to look out for. But that's not one of those big-name programs that we're talking about when you're talking your Jonah Boldums and your Ding Adels who are at Louisville as an example. And then you've got Anthony Drimmick's teammate at Boise State being Nick Duncan, another Australian representative. He really stood out last year in the Mountain West tournament where he was named to the all-tournament team. He's a shooting guard in a forward's body, to put it nicely. So he's able to take some of the bigger players out and hit some three-point baskets, which the fans love from him.
Yeah, absolutely. Of all the places where the Aussies are playing, where's the most fanatical sort of fan base or the place that, gee, if you had your choice, that's where you'd want to play?
Look, you probably want to play at some of the big programs, I guess. So you're talking Isaac Humphries, which sort of rounds out my top 10. He's an Australian seven-footer playing at Kentucky, and Kentucky being one of the major programs there. But I'll probably go back to last season. We talked about Hugh Greenwood, who's made the jump to the AFL with the Adelaide Crows. They play at a place called The Pit in Albuquerque. There's no professional teams in Albuquerque in New Mexico. And that 15 to 17,000 capacity stadium really, really rocks.
Unbelievable. I'd love to go and have a look, I've got to say, just to see how big it is.
His sister's currently playing there too, which is, so they've still got the family and Australian connection there in the women's team.
Great stuff. Damien, comprehensive. You're going to join, of course, Chris Tyler, Lachie Miller on the Flag Flyers, the award-winning Flag Flyers, for a very special college basketball preview edition that's coming up this week. Always in the early hours of Tuesday morning. If you can't catch it live on the All Night Appetite, you can catch it, of course, as part of SEN America at SEN America. Facebook.com/SEN America, covering all our American sport. We do it very well and comprehensively, and pickandroll.com.au. Don't forget it. Good on you, Damien. Really, really appreciate your time.
Thanks for your time, Brett. Anytime.